Warning. The following show may contain sarcasm and random opinions from right-wing extremists. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Yes, I'm 14 years old, and all of you look really old to me. My parents are pretty old. They're in their 40s now. Yeah, they're always telling me how easy I have it. They're like, oh, your generation's great. You don't know how hard it was to be a kid when we were kids. Why can't you be more like we were? Maybe because most of the crap you did when you were kids is illegal now. I cannot walk to 7-Eleven and buy my grandparents cigarettes. I'm not allowed to hitchhike. I can't drink from a garden hose. I can't play with lawn darts, which were banned in 1988. When I ride my bike, I have to wear half a bowling ball on my head, because safety's a thing now. When my parents were kids, when they left the house, it was just, all right, see ya, be back by dark, don't get abducted, molested, or eaten, and have fun. But if I want to go anywhere, I have to carry a whistle and a binder of all nearby registered sex offenders.
Oh, how true. Boy, has it changed.
Sure. And the kids today don't have as nice clothes and food because their parents spent money on those helicopters.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Is that not the truth, though? I mean, I remember the days where you just left all day. You might come home for lunch, but maybe not. And we'll see you at dinner time.
That's
and
right.
Have a nice day. And figure it out. And boy, we traveled on our bikes.
Our rule was when the street lights come on, you better be home.
Yeah. 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 You had to be home for dinner.
Yep.
Sit around the table. See, there were some perks. I know. It's crazy what changes have taken place over the last three decades. Over the last three decades, I've seen more change in how we raise families and how we deal with our kids and all kinds of stuff. It's been kind of crazy. Welcome to the show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. Hope you had a great weekend. I did a weekend warrior thing. I gave my son's room a makeover on Saturday. 20 hours. 20 hours. I'm really sore. Yeah. I just wanted to do something different in there. It was depressing.
But it's not your room.
I know. I did it anyway. I did it anyway. I thought I wanted it to look nice.
Did you move your helicopter?
Yes. Yes. I felt like he was the forgotten child. I mean, his room was hideous. And so I just thought, we need to do something about it. So I did. And he was out of town. So it was a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So welcome back. And, you know, so first off, I just have to mention, Huntsman might be running for governor. I don't know how you feel about that, but I wouldn't want Huntsman as governor.
Didn't we do that?
Yeah, we already did that.
Yeah.
Huntsman's a globalist. There is no way. And so it'll be really interesting to see who jumps into this race for governor of Utah. It'll be interesting. We're going to see a lot of names coming forward and testing the waters. It's funny how they don't have the courage to just come out and say, I'm running. Now they have to test the waters in the press and make sure it's welcomed before they stick their neck out, even though everybody knows they want it. So it's kind of this charade, if you will.
It is a charade.
Yeah. And so, I can't imagine him as, I just can't even imagine him as governor of Utah. Thanks, though. We had that. We did that. They've been there, done that. I'm just going to say just a quick thing about this because I don't really want to get into it, but it does present a bigger problem for me. Last week, the LDS Church, of which I'm a part of, said that they were going to switch the age, you know, do the age for LGBT parents, of LGBT parents, their children specifically. The policy used to be they used to wait till the kids were 18. And they waited for the kids to be 18 to decide if they wanted to be baptized or not because they wanted to not cause strife in the family, right? Because obviously when you're going to church, the teachings are going to be a little different than what your parents are doing in the home. They didn't want to cause any problems. And then they switched that and they said, well, if everybody's on board, then you can go ahead and do that, okay? Very simple, simple policy change. People were falling apart. They were falling apart, literally. On Facebook, melting down. And I thought, why? You know, how many LGBT families are clamoring to become members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I really think that number is extremely low. Well, I mean, minuscule.
You don't even have to go to the clamoring part. Just how many well, LGBT families?
There isn't going to be a whole lot because it's very contradictory. Any Christians out there, you're going to be contradictory to LGBT. You know, the whole idea of LGBT. So, and it isn't that you're not loving and nice. It's just that, you know, the Bible says what the Bible says, and you can't contradict that. So for me, it was people kind of making this out to be this huge thing. I mean, huge. And that there were so many people that were married LGBT that were just rejoicing over this. And I'm going, are you kidding? Do you even know anyone that's an LGBT family that's going, oh, geez, I can't wait until my child is, you know, in this church? No. So we make the hugest deal out of things. I mean, we really, really do. And I don't know why that is now. Maybe because we have platforms like social media where you put on your comment and then everybody chimes in. Why do you think it is?
I think it's because with social media, everybody thinks the whole world is like San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
that's
really.
That's true.
Kind of. That's the deal. Every little thing becomes a part of the whole.
Right, right.
In such a degree that in reality, it's not that way.
Yeah.
But in social media, it is. You know, you get 500 kids saying something, and all of a sudden, the world believes it. You know,
I know. And so I was seeing all this drama take place, and people were making it as if, you know, they were absolutely, you know, changing what faith meant or what. I mean, it was like they were, you know, altering the life of Jesus Christ or something. I sat there and I just thought, can you rein it in? Can you rein it in? And if you're pro LGBT in the church, which is kind of rare, because I'm not saying pro, I mean politicized LGBT, I should say, because I don't care what somebody does in their home if that's what they choose to do. And I think most people out there, even members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they feel the same way. It's kind of like, you know, we're not going to stand in the way of free agency, your choice. But to me, it was they were tearing the church apart for this. And I thought, why? There's no reason to do that.
I kind of look at, you know, LGBT groups getting involved with Christian organizations in general is kind of like African Americans getting involved with the KKK.
Mm. So
I mean, they just don't meld together.
Well, it's opposite to what,
right?
You know,
the teachings.
Yeah. And so to me, it was such a small, minuscule, tiniest group of people that this even affected, because for the most part, I mean, well, first of all, it's got to be the tiniest group you've ever imagined. And so tiny, actually, they won't even print numbers.
Right.
I looked. There's really no numbers to this. It's only a guessing game. And so that it really does affect so few people. And truly, it really wasn't a huge change, but they made such a big deal over it. And I think any change now, anything. Okay, like look at Trump. Look at the firing of his Secret Service guy. Well, he did have a Chinese spy that was found on his property. So, you know, you probably would say, adios, you're not doing a very good job, because it even happens to be on the president's property that he owns. So that, and then also the removal of DHS, right? Nielsen. So everybody was making a big deal about this. There's lots of firings. Every president fires people and hires people because you feel like people are being loyal or not loyal or doing the job or not doing the job.
President,
why is this such a big deal?
President Trump's cabinet doesn't have any more turnover than any other president has had. It's just that everything with him is put under a microscope.
Yeah.
But it wasn't with Obama or the Bush brothers. You know, it just doesn't happen with everybody else. But now, all of a sudden, everything is just torn to shreds.
I know. I mean, every dramatic step follows every dramatic step.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, I'm one to look ahead, see the big picture, right? And know that things are coming because you can read the writing on the wall. But I don't get insanely dramatic over every little thing, I don't think. I'm not one to, you know, I want to look at big picture. What was it like in the past? How is it today in context? We're missing context now.
Of course, because progressives love to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what does this mean? Did he have a fight with her? Did they disagree about the border? Right. Is he wrong about the border because she left?
I know. Yeah.
It's all speculation.
I know. And so as the show talks about what's coming, I hope it's never fear, like beating the drum of fear to do it where there's no context given, because I feel like we do a pretty good job at delivering some context to it. But when I see people on social media sort of grabbing their opinions from the next person to the next person to the next person, and all of a sudden you have this huge mushroom cloud over you. That was one of the problems and dangers of social media, is I think it gets people hyped up on the wrong, they'll all of a sudden become so emotional about something they probably didn't really have that same reaction the first time they heard it. They get on social media and it just mushrooms and it becomes this huge big thing all of a sudden. We have to kind of watch that, rein it in a little bit, I think.
Well, yeah.
Makes sense.
And the other thing you need to think about is, I'm going to tell you, 16 months in that job with everything that's going on in this country, that's a lot of stress.
Right,
I don't know if I'd make it 16 months in
that
job.
It's a lot of stress, yeah. And you want to get things done. And if you're not seeing that, well, you know, you're probably going to want to do something different. And it was like the protesters. The protesters, we'll talk about this when we come back because we have about a minute before we go to break. But I just wonder where we spend our time and our thoughts, because I don't want to get wrapped up in the dumb. I don't want to get wrapped up in the stupid. I don't want to get wrapped up in the inconsequential that doesn't mean anything. I want to put my time and energy into the things that are going to mean something to me and my family in the future and now. And one of the problems is identifying which is which. And I think social media makes a big deal about everything, so we have to kind of sift through that. And I think that even when it comes to protesting, when you're protesting, what are you doing? Well, that message, who are you trying to affect? Are you trying to affect people in your city, county, or nationally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we need to look at that and kind of say, okay, where do you place your time? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that want to be effective. I think it's just knowing how to be and where to be. And it's a good learning lesson for me, too. Where do I spend my time? What am I thinking about all the time? And am I getting myself riled up over nothing? I constantly ask myself that. And I'm glad I do. And sometimes I can get it wrong. But I think we should at least ask ourselves that and kind of have it's like a self-check of what you're making a big deal out of and what you're not.
Exactly.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and we'll take your calls.
There you go.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Get over to Auto Body Central. I know, they're that good. Auto Body Central. StGeorgeAutoBody.com. If you're in an accident, you can go wherever you want. Did you know that? And get your car fixed. And they can fix anything cosmetic. They're so good and fast. And they'll have a car back to you. And they'll do it for the greatest rate. 817-0949. The lowest rate. I mean, great, but the lowest rate. So I should clarify that. 817-0949. 817-0949. And they'll fix just about anything. So if you have an issue or problem, get over to Auto Body Central. I highly recommend them. I've used them for myself, and they were fantastic, and I found myself telling everybody about them. So make sure you just think ABC Auto Body Central. They can fix just about anything and make it look good as new, and you'll never even know, which is pretty neat. They're perfectionists. I like that. I like that about them. And family-owned and just a great, great business. So make sure you've discovered them. ABC Auto Body Central, StGeorgeAutoBody.com. Also, the Doctors Volunteer Clinic Spirit of Hope Gala is coming, and Alex Boyer will be the entertainment. That's the 18th of May, and it's a great way to help sponsor the clinic. The clinic's great. They don't take government funds. funding. It's all done on donations, and they help those. This is how every city should handle medical care.
Of course.
Retired doctors and nurses help out. They volunteer their time, maybe a day a week or 2 days a week, and they go in. And the staff volunteers, they have mental health. They have medical help. I think even dentistry. They're really great at helping the people that couldn't get insurance, but still, you know, they're at that lower income, can't get insurance, but kind of stuck in the middle. So this is something you want to support. This is how this is where it's done right. Tickets are $150 a piece. It includes dinner and an auction and carnival and open bar. And there are VIP tickets, $200 a person if you want to meet and chat with Alex. So it's a great way to actually have a great evening out of it, but still contribute to the clinic, which is really what every city should do. And it's May 18th. You can go to doctors with an S, volunteerclinic.org. Doctorsvolunteerclinic.org. I love highlighting what we do right.
Yeah.
You know? There's so many other things.
Well, every community has retired doctors and nurses that are bored to death.
Right.
None of them want to sit at home.
Maybe you don't want to golf all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you're vacationed out and you want to get back those skills and you just want to be part of the community and know you're helping. There's really wonderful people that do that. Mm-hmm. So my hat tip to them. And that's coming the 18th of May. I love it. We were just talking about the protesters. There were some protesters on the corner that were protesting the Mueller report. What did the signs say?
Well, we can handle the
this
truth.
This was last week, last Friday. Yeah,
we can, one.
Or Thursday.
Traitor Trump, Putin's puppet.
Wow, that's an assertion, considering that the report came out and said that wasn't true.
Demand transparency.
Or the summary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A few t-shirts that say impeach Trump.
For what?
Because the Mueller report hasn't been released yet.
Just the conclusion.
Yeah.
And the conclusion would have had something had it been damning. But these people will have these signs out, right? And it's as if they think something or know something that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Or think that something is actually happened.
Well, you know, there are those people that have been convinced by Schiff and Nadler.
Right.
That the report contains something that's being hidden.
Well, were there any signs that said investigate Hillary and Russia?
Not one. Not one.
Uranium? Oh.
Not one.
Oh. Were there all the signs that said, you know, why did Bernie Sanders go over and meet with them? Why did he spend his honeymoon there? No?
No.
Nothing?
No. Nothing like that.
Did it say investigate why Obama off the mic told Putin that he would get reelected and then really
and then
deliver?
Really help him out?
Was there any signs on that? Or?
I didn't see one. Oh,
okay,
no.
I was just wondering.
I wished I'd have known that they were going to be there.
Yeah.
Because I would have joined them. But my sign would have said,
oh, no.
I believe anything.
Or I believe what I want.
Yeah.
My truth is my truth.
It's my truth.
And yeah, I just want to believe. I'm laughing because, okay, so there's kind of a difference. Like, when it comes to Planned Parenthood, I can see people on the corner because the people in the city are affected by this. They go into that clinic.
Yes.
And there are, it's going to affect maybe the passerbyers that see that may rethink it. Who knows? I mean, I know I'm being very optimistic, but maybe they'll rethink it. It affects the city. It affects the people in the city.
But it actually does. When there's a protest in front of Planned Parenthood, it does make people think about what they're doing when they think about, well, maybe I won't stop today, and they go home and think a little more about it.
Yeah.
If it changes one mind.
Then that's good.
Yeah. No,
so,
really, it is.
But the Mueller protesters, this is what we're talking about, is the Mueller protesters, how is that walking in front of Stewart's office, which he'd love to see. I think he'd love to see Trump.
Sure.
Go. Yeah. And you know, it's pretty clear that he has a disdain for Trump because every time he can, he kind of, you know, knifes him in the back and then supports him when it comes to elections. But those people marched in front of his office. What is that doing? Like, what impact did that actually have on anything? It's a national thing. It has no impact really for this city, really. I mean, I wish that we would spend time, if we're going to dramatize, you know, really make things dramatic, then let's spend time doing things that affect the city. If we're going to protest in the city, go to DC if you want to protest something nationally. It just doesn't make sense. I guess the protests that protest something national.
It actually makes it look a little weird because,
why?
Well, with only 17 people out there protesting this Mueller report not being fully released in 10 minutes,
that it and only makes because them, it names it, other names.
It really makes it look like a non-issue. You know, like, what are you people doing?
I know. And what if the report hurts a name that they love?
Oh, well, that's a different story. Yeah. Then it's the Mueller report's a lie. They'll be out there with those signs. Mueller report's a lie. Didn't convict Trump.
And here's the other deal, too. So let's take it a step farther. So they really do think that there was something behind this. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend all their time out protesting with a sign. So what was the outcome? So let's just say he's Putin's puppet. Okay, let's just go with that one sign.
Okay.
So he's Putin's puppet. So what has transpired from that? I'm just asking. So how has Russia benefited? Has Russia benefited?
Well, yeah, the president's his puppet.
Yeah, I know. But,
of course they benefit.
But in what way? I mean, how did, so what is that translated into? So the big assertion is Trump is Putin's puppet. So what does that mean?
Well, it means that, like, when he put the sanctions on Russia, they weren't as bad as they could have been.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just wondering, like, what's the outcome of that statement? If you really firmly believe that, then I want to know what he gained. I want to know what happened then. I want to know how that played into American politics today. Because it just seems like there's the demonization going on, but there's not really any proof of anything going on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just got in my car and heard you guys talking about the protest that went on. I actually organized the protest, so hey, let me answer your question.
Sure.
What do you guys got going on today?
What do we got going on today? We're talking about news and events like we always do.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So let me give you a little bit of background on why
I would love to hear.
On why I decided to organize the protest.
Please, yes.
Let me give you a little bit of background on who I am, first of all.
Uh-huh.
My name is Kenneth Charette. I moved to the St. George area about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And, God, I've fallen in love with the city. You know, over the years, I've fallen in love with the
I'm
people
so glad.
Here.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was so important to make sure that the people that I lived with understood what was going on in our political climate.
Okay, do they not know?
Well, when I ask my friends, you know, that they seem just overwhelmed with the chaos that's going on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, he said who creates the chaos, but go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say about the march.
Yeah. Okay. So to me, getting out there and protesting along with the national protesters, you know, it's not just to get out there and go, oh, yeah, we're doing this nationally. But it's also for our community to let other people know that there's issues worth protesting.
So why do you think the conclusion then of the report didn't state anything you guys were looking for? I mean, the conclusion came out. Why was that not enough? I'm really asking, why wasn't that enough as far as the conclusion?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. And so we're not looking for anything specific, but what we are looking for is the truth.
But
and
isn't
whatever
that the
that truth?
Truth
is to address, I, to be honest with you, I don't know anything about your show. This is actually the first time I've ever heard of you guys.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, I really am.
I'm glad you're calling in, actually, because so the conclusion comes out. Mueller stands by his conclusion. He didn't come out with anything that said that Trump was his Russia's, you know, Putin's puppet or whatever.
Yeah.
So why isn't that the truth then? I mean, what's wrong with that then?
But that's not the truth. We can only assess the truth based on facts. And the fact is that William Barr assessed that report. His assessment of that report may not be the truth. What the truth is are facts, not assessment.
Okay.
Well, why didn't Mueller stand up and say that?
Hey, please don't interrupt me. So first we need to assess. Okay. What are the facts of this? And that's something that we don't have currently. What we were protesting for is for the release of those facts.
Okay.
And whatever those facts address one of, I don't know who the guy is on your show currently, but
Uncle Milty.
To address. Oh, Uncle Milty. Uh-huh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh, sure.
To address your concern.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't care for Trump. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm looking for in this report.
Okay.
From the get-go, as soon as Mueller was, assigned as a special prosecutor, I, from the get-go, told myself mm-hmm. that whatever the report shows, I'm going to read that report from page to page,
okay.
and I'm going to come to my own conclusion on what happened
okay.
based on the facts.
Okay,
right?
Can I ask you a question? How did
yeah.
Russia benefit from this relationship? I think you're kind of convinced maybe there was a relationship. How did they benefit? How have they benefit today, like right now? How are they benefiting then? If you're right, I'm just saying, if you're
yeah.
right, what's the benefit then?
Have you guys seen the news coming out on relaxed sanctions with Russia?
Well, I know Congress just passed sanctions on Russia, even though the report came out as it did.
It doesn't matter what mm-hmm. Congress passes.
Oh,
it's up to the legislative branch of the government.
That is
Congress.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The executive branch of the government.
No, it's up to Congress.
To enforce those sanctions.
Well, it's up to Congress.
No,
the executive
branch is the president.
Okay.
The legislative branch is what? Congress?
That's the legislative branch, yeah. And so they pass those sanctions.
Okay. Correct.
Right.
But it's up to the executive branch of our government to enforce those sanctions. And currently, those sanctions are not being enforced.
I beg to differ, but go ahead. So I'm just wondering, how did they benefit, though, from the relationship with Trump? How'd they benefit? What did they win? If Trump is truly their dude, how did they win from that? What happened?
I'm sorry. This is probably a conversation that I needed to do some homework on.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not only sanctions, but you have a hostile foreign power.
I don't know if they're hostile.
Friendly that could be friendly. And uh-huh. sorry, I don't want to say that they are, that Trump is friendly.
Did you know that?
I don't know.
Did you know that like 4 years ago, 70% actually liked Trump? We have to go to a break, but I actually want you to call back if
yeah.
you'd like to. Call right back. I'm fine with that after the break.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm glad you called. We'll be right back.
Are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, I love it. All right, little Robert Plant for you, too. In the Wayback Machine. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I'm going to come back to this, actually. We were just talking to the organizer of the protest we were talking about, and so we'll invite you on. Caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi there.
Kenneth calling back.
I'm glad you did. So my question, my big question is, and I think this is a very important question, is usually somebody benefits because Hillary benefited financially with the uranium deal. So where's the benefit? What happened because he was his puppet, if you think Trump was Russia's puppet?
Well, I think that's something that we don't have all the information for, and it's important that we get all the
facts. If you think that Mueller lied, there should be some clear evidence.
No. Okay. I don't think that Mueller lied or gave any indication as to what. I think that he released a report indicating what the facts were, and that's what we're trying to determine. What are the facts?
Mm-hmm.
The American people have a right to understand what the facts of this investigation were, especially where we contributed mm-hmm. through our taxes.
For 2 years.
For 2 years,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans and Democrats alike should want to know what the facts of this investigation were.
Mm-hmm.
Because we paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
What was Mueller doing? If you're for Mueller, if you're for Trump, if you're against Mueller or you're against Trump, absolutely, we should want to know what those facts were.
Okay, let me ask you this.
They shouldn't be watered down or filtered
mm-hmm.
by anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The facts should be, within reason, the public shouldn't have a grasp of top secret
mm-hmm.
information or anything
mm-hmm.
that could compromise an open investigation. However, we should understand what the facts are.
Okay.
And that's why I want the report released, and that's why I organized the protest,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stood nationally with our other protesters
mm-hmm.
Across the United States. It's not saying that, oh, I hate Trump and I don't want him in office and the report's going to prove one way or the other. all that I'm asking for, mm-hmm. and everyone that was at that protest, and to correct your number, it wasn't 17 protesters there. I counted about 30. Hmm. I don't know where you got the 17 number from.
Okay.
I had 24 people that RSVP'd, and about 30 people showed up. It was still a small turnout, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and so in the report, what if the report comes out, and I think really this is probably the reason it has been delayed, is that there's lots of people mentioned in this report, maybe both sides of the aisle, that they're trying to say they don't want out because of the protection there. What if it doesn't annihilate Trump? Then what? Do you still think he needs to be impeached?
No. I think that there's been some definite lapses in his judgment. Calling publicly for Russia to steal email. I think that
to do what
thing that to publicly hack in and release emails. You know that's not conduct that a United States president or even somebody running for the office should ask. You know, we should all be in this United States for United States.
Is that an impeachable offense? I mean, you have to do some serious crime to be impeached.
No, impeachment is a legal proceeding. A crime does not have to be. It doesn't have to be.
You don't have to have a crime at all. You don't have to do anything to get impeached. It's just that you don't like the way you did something. Is that like a reason then to remove him from office? Because there's lots of things that a lot of presidents have done. Bush, Obama. I could go back.
Right,
Clinton.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Is the goal to get him impeached?
While I don't agree with what Trump is doing. If he has not done anything illegal, should he be impeached?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because while I may not agree with it,
mm-hmm.
There's other people that do agree with it,
okay.
and that's okay. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. But all that I was trying to do with the protest was help people understand that the American people have a right to understand what the truth is, and that we should wait before we, conjecture and try and understand like what were the Russians doing. We should understand what the facts are first,
okay,
and then build our assumptions around that.
You know, Mueller didn't say that Barr's assessment was incorrect, right?
What has Mueller said?
He hasn't said nothing. That's the point. He didn't say it was incorrect.
Perfect. Okay.
I mean,
great.
He stood there and said yes.
There have been reports from his team that is multiple reports from multiple sources that have said.
All anonymous.
The report actually indicates that Trump's behavior, his actions, were far more concerning than the report led on. So do we trust the one source of information, the
mm-hmm.
one leak that Mueller has had ever? Do we trust that? Or do we say that,
mm-hmm.
oh, no, Mueller went along with this,
mm-hmm.
and he's totally fine with this report, even though there's no reporting that says that? I don't understand how you're coming to this conclusion.
Okay.
Let me explain how I come to this conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
I trust the person who's willing to name themselves far more than anonymous sources.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. They had 2 years. They had all the lawyers. They had every availability of going after information. They had it all. And they spent a lot of money doing it. So after 2 years, the report comes out. It wasn't what a lot of liberals wanted to hear. And it seems as though they just keep reaching for this one point. That's why I asked who benefits.
On.
Who benefits?
Hold
because
on.
There's no benefit here from this.
Again, we haven't seen the report, and you
mm-hmm.
have hundreds and hundreds of news sources that are laying claim to the truth, mm-hmm. whatever the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows the truth.
Do you think
and
how after
can you sit
a
here
year,
and argue facts mm-hmm. and data and you know what mm-hmm. was the intention? Blah blah blah. How can we sit here and argue that when we haven't even had access? We don't even have anyone
mm-hmm.
that has had the truth,
right?
Except for one person, and that is the main issue here. We need to know the
mm-hmm.
facts,
okay.
And wherever those facts lead us to, if Trump did do wrong, then we need to take action. And if he did not do wrong, mm-hmm. well, then the country needs to change its perception.
Do you think with Mueller's report, okay, Mueller did all this investigating for 2 solid years and more. Do you think that by the time even maybe a year passed, if there was something that was really crucial in this that needed to come to light, don't you think that it probably would have surfaced by now after 2 solid years? You don't. Because other investigations in the past merited stuff after about 6 months. The big investigations of our time are about 6 months long. So that's why 2 years goes by. Do you think?
So I am not young enough, or I'm sorry, I'm not old enough to have experienced the Watergate.
Yeah, they had that in about 6 months.
The 2 years that it took to investigate Richard Nixon during that time.
Well, they had it in 6 months. They had it in 6 months. They had the evidence. They did. It took 2 years for the whole thing to have its fallout, but it only took about 6 months for them to put the case together.
Okay, so within 6 months,
same with Clinton.
Present,
Same with Clinton too. There's lots of investigations that have taken place, but they've actually, I mean, usually the information's pretty. I mean, when they have all the money in the world, all the lawyers in the world, all the resources in the world, they can usually get to it pretty quick. So this has dragged on for 2 years. Nobody knows how Russia benefited from this relationship, but they're sure it happened. So that's kind of strange. And then also, what now? I just think there are other things to protest. Let's protest a lot of email corruption. Let's protest servers. Let's protest a lot of other things. Let's protest the annihilation of life, human life. Let's protest things that are so huge, because even you couldn't answer how Russia even benefited from this relationship. So if we can't even answer that, if there's no clear, after 2 years in office, there's no clear anything on how anyone actually, or how Russia actually benefited from this so-called relationship with Trump, then maybe it's time to start protesting things that really, truly matter. That's my point.
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
Not until we have the facts. Uh-huh. Not until we have the facts.
Okay, again, you have to want the facts on this one.
We're going off of assumptions.
Oh,
and
okay.
We're trusting one individual that his understanding of all of the facts was that there was no collusion or whatever.
Don't you think they would be having a lot more going on if there was something found?
No,
you don't.
No, absolutely not. When Mueller was confirmed as the FBI director under George W. Bush, he was confirmed unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
There was
right before 9/11.
Right before 9/11, correct. Mm-hmm. Unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
That man is by the book, and he was the best person to conduct this investigation. He has integrity, he has honesty, and was there any leaks in those 2 years from his team? I think the only thing that we heard from his team was actually one correction when the Washington Post or BuzzFeed or something put out one article. The only thing that we heard from the Mueller team in 2 years was a correction to an inaccurate report.
So if he is not charging anything, if he is not bringing up documentation to have him charged by bar, then why aren't you trusting him?
Because I have not seen the facts. And 2 years ago when this investigation, when the investigation started, again, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to read this report from beginning to end.
What if it says nothing?
I'm going to come up with my own conclusions. If there's nothing, if I read that report from beginning to end and there's nothing, then you know what? I have decided within myself that I have to change my perception and all right, well, I'll go out and protest his decisions then.
Will you vote for him then?
I don't agree with what his decisions are. But we haven't seen the facts.
Okay,
you know,
go ahead. Uncle Milty.
I need some explanation on a point. You said that Mueller was appointed unanimously and that he was impeccable. And yet, when Barr said the report, according to Mueller, said there was no collusion, then don't you think Barr
actually did not say that there was no collusion.
There was no evidence of collusion, said.
That is what it said.
And Barr said the Mueller report showed there was no evidence of collusion. That's what it said. If that was not true, don't you think Mueller would have stood up and said, wait a minute, he's misrepresenting my report?
The report, again, Mueller's summary did not say that. It did not say there was no collusion.
That's what Barr said, though.
Can you read me that quote, please? I would really appreciate it.
Well, I don't have it sitting in front of me, but I read numerous.
I don't either, and I'm trying to get it pulled up. But what I can tell you is that the report specifically indicated that Trump was neither he was neither exonerated nor indicted.
No, that was on obstruction.
Yeah.
That was on the obstruction charge, not the collusion.
It did say there was no evidence of collusion. That's why they came to the synopsis of the report. That's why when Barr stood up, that's what the report That's the report concluded. Mueller didn't argue that at all. So my point is that, look, if you can prove some benefit, because there has to be some fallout benefit from this, if this is so true, and I think you think it is, right? So, okay. So now what happens when the facts, when the report comes out, and that isn't the case, do you then vote for him?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Oh. I would not vote for that guy.
Oh, okay. How come?
I don't think I would go, oh, well, there's more to it, you know, because I do believe that Mueller is a very honest and moral person, and I think that he would be just the person to find the truth, you know, and that's again, what we're looking for is the truth.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate your call in. I do. We're kind of coming up against the clock for the hour, but I actually am glad you called. And I think that this was a good conversation. I don't understand what this huge concentration on this one thing is, if nobody can even prove where the benefit is. But if, you know, you get your report, I hope that your perspective changes. I don't think Trump walks on water, but I think he's done some wonderful things. And I think that people have a kind of a Trump derangement syndrome where they can only focus on one thing, or they focus on personality. They don't see what he's doing. There's that.
And I could agree with that. Mm-hmm. And hey, I just want to say thank you guys for having the show. I am so happy that I just happened to turn on my car right at the right moment.
That is awesome. Your ears were burning, and there you go. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's important that we have these type of discussions.
Uh-huh. It is.
Not just,
I agree.
It's not just Trump against the libs or the, you know, we have to come together, and we need to start having these types of conversations in a way that is productive, and it's not, you know, you snowflake libs or you know, or those darn Republicans, because when we're sitting here talking and just, you know,
fleshing it out,
that's all we're doing. We're not really discussing policy and how it impacts us on our daily lives.
Right. I agree.
That is the stuff that matters.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Hey, thanks. All right. I really appreciate that. We got Dr. Pesta coming up, and so you'll want to stay on for this. He's one of the only conservative professors left in the college syndicate, and so we'll be talking about people paying off colleges and pleading guilty, and so there's always fun in that, and so much coming up on the next hour talking to him, so it'll be a lot of fun. I've got Uncle Milty in studio, and we'll be back, so stay with us on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Appreciate the caller, and we'll move on. National show coming up. Be right back.